today we had two events, rowing in the morning, where Peter Goldgren was competing, and then with Donata this evening in swimming. So if you remember, Peter Goldgren, this was his third day competing. On the first day, he was he came fourth. He just missed third position by some fraction of a second. So he had to go for it again yesterday, where he did extremely well. He came first. So he rejoined the top team for today's competition. It was actually supposed to be held tomorrow, but because of the threat of the typhoon, the event was brought forward. So, but unfortunately, today he came out sixth. It was a great performance, though, from Peter, but probably fatigue caught up with him because he competed on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and like the people that he was saying against, who had the rest yesterday. So I personally feel that that did affect him, because he did not have the opportunity to rest like the other team, like the other opponents. Then for
so what is going to happen next to him? What's going to happen?
So he is now going to, you know, in rowing they are so the first day, those who came last fell in category E and F. It's more like ranking. So they'll be ranked in category E and F. So he made it to possible category A and B. Today, because he could not make it, he came sixth. So automatically, he's out of category A and B. But he has a possibility of being in C or D.
So does it mean that he may get any medal if he's in those categories?
No, the medals will go to category A and B. Category A, sorry, will go to category A.
Uh-huh.
So it's more like ranking. I mean, it's more like ranking. As you are eliminated, you get into like it says A, B, C, D, E.
Okay. F. Very much understood. And then what happened to Donata as well?
Donato was on fire today. We enjoyed ourselves so much. She came first in a heat, and she broke her personal best record, which was a great achievement. You know, we had the privilege to be there, you know, with the CEO, Zog CEO, Zog President, Chairman of the Sports Commission, SRC, and the Honorable Minister herself. So it was really an exciting moment for us, far away from home. It was an exciting moment for Team Zimbabwe in Tokyo. She did us proud. But unfortunately, she did not make it to the top 16 in terms of time. So she will no longer be continuing because of that.
So does that mean that she has to go back home? What happens?
Sure, yes. And like in rowing, where she would have competed, but swimming is different.
Okay. So going forward, you are left with three others. What is happening to them?
Yes, we still have Scott Vincent in golf, and then Ngoni Makusha 100 meter dash. And then in swimming, we still have Peter Westler to compete. But like I said earlier on, there's a threat of a typhoon, so we are yet to see what is going to happen going forward as from tomorrow. Like I said, for Peter, he was supposed to compete tomorrow, but yet to compete today. The schedule is to be redone because of that threat, and I think the next competition day has been provisionally set for the 29th, but we were yet to confirm depending on what was going to happen tomorrow.